Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores now, and kind of stay on the football topic. Joe, I've seen a lot of commercials and, you know, a lot in the campaign to try to get folks to sign up for season tickets or buy tickets for Vandy football.
Yep, it's time to start thinking about that. And sales seem to be going pretty well right now. And we've talked a little bit about the schedule. It's an interesting schedule of 12 straight games, home game, road game, home game, road game, all season long. So I hope everybody will consider buying tickets and coming to see the Commodores. It looks like an exciting season. You know, people are already starting to talk about some of the preseason predictions and the expectations, and Vanderbilt certainly is going to have some pretty high expectations after such success last year. But season tickets start at $109, and you can go on VUCommodores.com and you can get them online. So please feel free to do so. It'd be a great thing to do.
Joe, a lot of team building exists during the summer months.
Yep.
You know, when guys are in summer school or, you know, live in the area and come by and they work out together, it can't be supervised, but still at the same time, it can have enough of a structure that it can be beneficial leading into fall practice.
It's something that used to not happen very much, and in fact, the administration has done a wonderful job of allowing, and I'm not just talking about Bobby Johnson and his staff, I'm talking about David Williams and the administration of allowing these guys to get into summer school. It's a quite expensive proposition, actually, to do it. And the more that they're allowed to get in summer school, the more they can stay here on campus and get together and work out together and even have those informal practice sessions together at times, you know, receivers working with defensive backs and quarterbacks and the whole bit. So it's really been a benefit in recent years that the administration has allowed that to happen.
A neat honor for three Vanderbilt freshmen, Sonny Gray, Aaron Westlake, Riley Reynolds, all chosen for Louisville Sluggers freshman All-America team, something that collegiate baseball does.
Yeah, pretty well deserved, I would think. You know, you look at Sonny and the kind of year he had, 5-1 record. He was terrific in the tournament, not only in the SEC tournament, but in the NCAA tournament. He'll be heading off to the USA National Trials later this month. Aaron Westlake could conceivably be the leading hitter in the conference when the season comes to an end. He is right now at 377, and you know there's still a couple of guys playing, obviously, but he has a good chance of being the leading hitter in the conference and a member of the all-freshman team. And then Riley Reynolds was just a steady player at second base all year long, outstanding defensively, you know, hitting the 330 to 350 range pretty much all year long. And so these are the very important guys for Vanderbilt and for their future, and it's good to see them get the recognition.
Joe, I really thought the way that Tim and Derek Johnson, his pitching coach, brought Sonny Gray along was a great advertisement of why a lot of young pitchers are going to look at Vanderbilt as a good place to go. You know, they never at any point, I thought, unduly exposed him or put him in situations where he's going to hurt himself physically and just, I think, built his confidence, and his performance had something to do with it. But I really liked the way he progressed and the way that they did it.
It was interesting, Mark, because there were times during the early part of the year when people were pushing Tim a little bit to start Sonny earlier. You know, he's one of your best pitchers. Why are you not doing it? And it was a combination of things. One was he was fulfilling a role coming out of the pen that was very effective. And so it wasn't something you just wanted to take away, because at that time he was getting the job done coming in the late innings. But you're right, it kind of got his feet wet in conference play. It built his confidence some, and then when the time was right, combination of issues, Caleb Cotham's injury had something to do with it too, that Sonny was ready to get into that starting lineup. He pitched some critical games down the stretch, and as we said, in tournament play, he was just outstanding. So, you know, he certainly has the opportunity to be one of the next go-to guys. Whether he's a Friday night starter or not, he's certainly going to be expected to do great things before he's done.
They're having the ISP golf event this morning. Joe will see you out there in a little bit.
All right, sounds good.